You're listening to the Travel Geniuses podcast for travel agents who love planning vacations for their clients, but wish the business side of things was just a little bit easier. This is episode 69, and we're talking about what it means to qualify your clients and how to do it. Hey, Travel Geniuses, it's Christy. Thanks for joining me for another episode of the podcast. This episode, I don't know. I hope you like it. I have been planning this for a while, and as I sat down to record it, had a little bit of a panic attack. Like, well, everybody probably already knows how to do this. Half of my audience is going to stop listening to the podcast because this is such a basic topic. But I mean, I would think it's basic, but I didn't think it was basic when I heard this term. So let's just jump into it. I heard somebody recently talking, not yesterday, months and months ago, maybe a year ago, I don't even know. I kept hearing people talk about qualifying your clients, and I had a little panic moment because I was like, oh, like that's kind of a scary businessy professional term, and I don't know how to do that. So what business do I have having this podcast talking to travel agents about how to run their business better and more smoothly and whatever I do here when I don't even know how to qualify clients? Like, that's so, it just felt like a very big professional businessy scary thing. And then I thought about it and I was like, oh, it's literally just making sure the client is a good fit, making sure they're actually going to follow through on the booking, basically. That's all it means. And I've been doing that just instinctively. I just didn't call it qualifying the client. So that was why I wanted to do this episode in the first place, because maybe I'm not the only one who heard that term and kind of freaked out and thought, oh, it's too much. Like, I have no business running a business if I don't even know how to qualify people. And then you find out you've already been doing it. So first, that's the first thing I wanted to share with you, is that you are doing it probably. But if you're not, or you don't feel like you're doing it very well, I also wanted to share some tips and ideas on how you can do that better. So you may or may not already be doing this, which is why I was like, literally sat here for 5 minutes before I hit record trying to figure out what I could record this podcast episode about instead, because even though I spent months, usually I get an idea and then I just like, I put it in my Trello, and as the months or weeks or days, whatever the time frame is, go on, I add to it anytime I think of something. So this is one I have been, it's been at least a couple of months that I've been kind of adding to this one. So anyway, even though I spent all that time, I literally sat here. I was like, okay, I need to come up with something else. And I went through all my ideas and finally I was like, nope, stop second guessing yourself. Just do it. So I hope you like it. All right, let's get started. I'm going to talk about three things. So first, I'm going to talk about what it means to qualify your clients. Then I'm going to talk about why it's so important. And then I'll end with some tips on how to qualify your clients. So I did say earlier that all qualifying means is making sure that your client is, or the potential client is, ready to book and can book. So they're ready, willing, and able to book the vacation that they're calling you about. So let's break that down a little bit, and we'll start with ready. Are they ready to book the trip? Is this something that they have already thought about? They have got their dates picked. They know when and where they're going, and all the major decisions are made. So when you come back with a quote, they're ready to pull the trigger and pay the deposits and confirm the reservations. You want to find that out in advance. And not everybody is there, and that's okay. I don't want you to leave this episode thinking that, you know, you're qualifying potential clients or clients and it's either a yes or no. Yes, I'll work with you. No, I won't. Some people need some time to make decisions and just kind of get an idea for what their options are and how much things cost and what they can do and what they can't do. It doesn't mean that they'll never be ready to book. And it doesn't mean that you should just write them off as price shoppers and send them to Travelocity and not talk to them anymore. but you do need to be thoughtful about the answers that you give and how much time you put into it. For someone who is just like, we think in a couple of years, we might want to go to France for 2 weeks. We've never been. How much are hotels? What kind of budget do we need? What kinds of things can we do while we're there? Is that even going to be a good vacation for us? Or a cruise is a really good example of this. They might just want to find out what exactly a cruise is like. And is that something that's going to be a good fit for them? Because it's not for everyone. So that's part of the qualifying process. It's not just, do I work with them or not? It's how much information and what kind of information do I give them? So somebody who's just not sure, you could answer some of those questions for them. You could also, this is a great use of your website and use of content on social media with blog posts, things like that, is to answer some of those questions that people have if they haven't been to a destination before. Help them figure out if it's good for them. And that's another good benefit of having specialties and a niche, because you can't make content and answer these questions for every single destination in the world. If you have a specialty and type of travel that you specialize in, that helps you focus that content. But that is a podcast for another day. So my point here is just that qualifying does not mean, yes, I work with you, or no, I don't. It sometimes is just determining how much work to put into something. Another thing to consider when you're in that ready phase is, are you talking with all of the decision makers involved? So for instance, with my husband and I generally will do 80 to 90% of the planning and decision making. And then, you know, at the last minute, I'll tell him my plan and then suddenly he's interested and he'll ruin my whole plan. So you want to make sure when you're giving information and when you're providing answers, you want to find out if all of the decision makers are involved right now. And if not, I wouldn't run off and start getting price quotes and things, because you could be making all these decisions and getting pricing and then find out, oh, well, the person I'm traveling with has already been to Italy and doesn't want to go there again, or he wants to save that for another trip when we can take the kids, whatever it is. You don't want to put in, I guess maybe the qualifying thing is like, are you getting pricing and actually getting quotes and holding space? Or are you just answering questions and helping people narrow things down and make decisions? So ready and willing, those are the, like, at what point are they going to take this trip? Have they decided 100% you get the prices and I will pay the deposits? Or are we just kind of in an exploratory phase? Willing's kind of in between the two. So willing for me is if they are willing to spend the money required for the trip they want, and are they willing to pay your fee? Like, do they think it's worth it? So for a lot of decisions, and you'll find this with yourself too, it's not like when I say, oh, I can't afford that. It's not that I can't afford it. It's that I don't think it's worth that money. Like, there are other things I want to spend my money on than that. I'm just prioritizing something different. So you want to make sure that the money they're willing to spend on the vacation matches your fee, it matches the type of travel you sell, and it matches the type of travel they want, which leads me to the able part as well, which is the budget. So does their budget match the vacation that they want? If they want 2 weeks in Hawaii on an oceanfront lanai at the Four Seasons, and you go off and get quotes, and they're like, oh, well, our budget for that was $2,000, including air. You want to make sure in advance, you want to qualify them in advance and make sure that the budget matches the type of travel they're asking for. You also want to make sure it matches the type of travel you sell. You probably have suppliers you love to work with that are kind of your go-tos, whether it's cruise lines or DMCs or on-sites, hotels that you know and go to all the time. And there's a certain budget level associated with all of that. So you want to make sure that that matches the client's expectations as well. It doesn't mean you can't sell outside of that, but if it's not something you're used to, there's a lot more work, you might not want to do that. So you just want to make sure all of that is a match before you start getting a bunch of quotes and then find out later that they're not able or willing to spend that kind of money. So now let's talk about why this is so important, because I do think this is very, very, very important. I would probably get as close to saying this is required if you want to run a successful travel business as just about anything else I say. You're just doing everybody a disservice if you don't qualify your clients before putting in a ton of work. And I will share some tips for how to do this later. It's really not that hard, and it's not hard at all, which is why I almost didn't do this episode. But mostly, well, I think even if you're doing this mostly and doing it intuitively, hopefully you'll pick up some tips in here that make it worth your time listening and my time recording it. But that's next. Let's talk about why it's so important. And the first one is that it saves time. It saves you time in running around getting a bunch of quotes and things that the customer, the client isn't ready, willing, and able to book now. And even if it's like they're going to go next month, you know, if you're getting quotes right now, availability is going to be completely different in 2 days, let alone 2 months. Pricing is going to be totally different. Everything could change in an hour. So you're just wasting your time by doing that. You're wasting their time, because then you have to start that whole process over and submit information to them. Or maybe it's not a good fit at all, and they're like, oh, we're not going to be able to do this ever. You've just had them give you all this information that wasn't necessary. It's also wasting your supplier's time. And that's another benefit of doing this, is not only does it save you and the client and your supplier's time, but it just helps you have a good reputation and a good relationship with your supplier partners. If you come to them every week and ask for a quote and none of them book, they're going to start to notice that. And it's just like if you had somebody come to you once a month asking you to price this cabin on this ship on this day, and then they do that over and over and over again, and they never finalize the booking, they never book the cruise, you're not going to answer the phone anymore when they call. And I don't know that a supplier would get to that point, but if I was a supplier and I had a travel agent who was doing that to me all the time and literally none of the vacations booked, I would probably stop answering their calls and returning their emails. Especially now, they're facing the same challenges that we are, the same frustrations with slow responses from people they need to wait for. They're having staffing issues. The number of requests that are coming in has boomed, and it's very hard for them to keep up with it. So being really respectful of their time and making sure that when you ask them something, that you're serious about it and that you know you've qualified the client and you know that the client is serious as well. And if it's not at that point, if it's somebody who is, you know, just checking to see what their options are for a year or two from now, and they just want to know, would this be a good fit for me? Is what I have in mind even an option? Is there a rough estimate? Just if you have a good relationship with your supplier partner, ask them that, and, you know, just be honest with them. This isn't a trip that's going to book now, but I do have a potential client. I think they're serious about something in a couple of years. Can you answer a couple of questions for me? And of course, let them know it's okay if they can't answer some of the things, you might just have to Google. But just be totally honest and don't come to them asking for a lot of detailed information and asking them to check availability and provide pricing if you haven't already vetted the client and qualified them to make sure that if they come back with something that is doable, that the client will book. And then finally, and also very important, is it will reduce the amount of frustration you feel around your business. I know so many people I see complaining all the time about price shoppers, about people who ask for information and ask for quotes and then never book. And that's very demoralizing. Is that a word? It's very deflating. It's frustrating. It's disheartening. I think that's the word I was going for. And it can just make it feel like you're wasting your time and nobody wants your services, and they come in and want all this information and then they never book. So it must be something that you're doing wrong. By putting in all that time and energy before you've qualified them, before you've found out how serious they are and how ready they are to book the vacation, that's just a recipe for hating your business and being really frustrated and overworked and overwhelmed. But if you have a process and a system in place to, it's not even, I keep making it sound like it's so hard. If you just ask the right questions and find out from the client how serious they are and how ready they are before you put in a bunch of work, then you're going to enjoy your business so much more and you're going to feel more confident and excited about it as well. Instead of feeling like nobody wants to book anything, you'll start working with the right people. You'll be saying yes to the right people and more of your bookings will actually happen. Instead of just handing out quotes, you'll be actually reserving vacations for people and that just feels a lot better. All right, so now let's talk about how to do this. And I do want to say one thing before I start this part. I maybe should have said it before, but this applies to potential clients, but it also applies to your existing clients as well. I think a lot of times we think of qualifying clients and think that means somebody new that's reaching out for the first time and are they worth even pursuing as a client? This also applies to any new booking request you get, whether it's from somebody you have never worked with before or somebody you have worked with before. Just because they have a history with you of actually following through and booking the vacations and booking a certain level of vacation and a certain budget and wanting a certain style of vacation does not mean that that's going to be true of every single vacation request you get from them. So don't get lazy and think that you can skip all these steps just because it's somebody that you've worked with before. So the first thing you can do is set the right tone and sort of pre-qualify people with the content on your website and on your social media profiles and the things you share on social media or any content you create, like blog posts, if you have a YouTube channel, a podcast, something like that. And what I mean by that is you can communicate the type of travel that you sell, how much something is, subtly with the words you use and the pictures you put on your site and the things you talk about on social media, the hotel brands that you talk about, the experiences that you share, the things you do for your clients that you talk about. All of that sets a tone for whether you book budget vacations or mass market, midline, I don't know what that's called, like mid-budget vacations or luxury and really expensive vacations, and also the type of travel that you book. So if you specialize in active outdoors vacations, hiking, biking, things like that, you want to demonstrate that on your site and on your social media and show pictures and talk about all of that stuff versus talking about all the fancy shopping excursions that you could plan into somebody's vacation, which I'm totally stereotyping people here and assuming that people who are into biking adventures wouldn't be into shopping. That's not necessarily true, but you know what I mean. I'm just saying, like, make sure that you demonstrate that before people even contact you, if they've done any research at all, checked out your site and checked out your social media, they can get a little bit of a feel is to whether you're going to be a good fit for them and whether they can afford to work with you or have the budget for the types of vacations that you plan. And bonus points, if you actually state on your website, here's the budget range that I work within, either this much a day or this much per night at a hotel, or these are the types of hotels I book. It's not rude. It's just helping people pre-qualify themselves, I guess, before they even reach out to you for the first time. And again, these are the words you use. So are you saying budget somewhere on your site? Are you saying I help plan vacations within your budget? That's an indicator that you might be able to help somebody who doesn't have a super huge budget, which is fine. But if that's not what you do, don't say that. And I understand why you might want to say that. You want to let people know that you're respectful of their money, but I think there are different ways to do that that don't set the tone that you do help with budget vacations, and then you'll end up frustrated because everybody that calls you is expecting you to help with a lower budget vacation option for them. You can also communicate this with the pictures that you show. So are you showing mass market hotels and cruise lines, or are you showcasing the higher end hotels and cruise lines that you want to sell? Now, the next step in this, in qualifying your client, would be in the consultation call, or that first big phone call you have with them. And I have some thoughts and feelings about consultation calls that I'm kind of exploring. So that'll come up in a episode very soon, but I'm just going to call it a consultation call for now. So this would be the first call that you do with a client where you're really kind of finding out what their budget is, where they want to go, who they're traveling with, who the decision makers are. Are they on this call? Are you ready to book this right away if I get all the quotes and find out there is availability for what you need? You'll definitely want to ask about their budget on this call and be prepared to advise them what budget they'll need for the vacation that they want or what type of vacation their existing budget will get them. And this is another plug for having a specialty and a niche. If you are booking the same things over and over again, you probably have an idea of what pricing is at the moment, or at least have a supplier that you have a good close relationship with that you can reach out to and just say, hey, can you give me a range of what things are running right now? Obviously, you want to make sure you're telling your clients this can all change. These are all just guesses, and here's a teaser of what the next step in this qualifying process is. But, you know, once you pay my fee, then I'll be able to get exact pricing quotes for you. The way you collect this information is totally up to you. You can send a questionnaire to the clients before the call and then just ask some clarifying questions once you're on the call with them, or you can just have a sheet with you with a list of all the things you need answered during the call. But I definitely would have it all written somewhere in front of you so that you can make sure you're not missing any steps or any really important questions and things that you need to find out in order to determine how serious the client is about this vacation. And yes, there are probably people who will try to make it sound like they're a little more serious than they are, might exaggerate their budget a little bit. There's no real way to, short of hooking them up to a lie detector test, to ensure that people are being completely honest with you. You'll probably, as you do this more and more, start to get a feel for some signs that maybe they're not quite as ready as they're trying to make it seem like they are. But one thing you can do is make it really safe for them to be honest. Just let them know, like, I'm not judging you about your budget. I am not asking you so that I can make sure I max it out. I just want to make sure that I know what you're looking for so that I can find the right options for your vacation or refer you to somebody else if it's not something that I think I can help with. The same thing goes for finding out if they're ready to book right now. It's kind of all in how you ask. If you're like, now, are you ready to book today? If I can, I know that's what I said earlier, but like, are you ready to book today? If I can find the thing that fits within your budget, like that. Oh, I don't know where I've heard that, but I feel like somebody is probably a car salesperson. Like, if I can find a car that fits the budget you're telling me you want, are you willing to buy it right now? Don't say it like that, even though that's the way I said it to you. I'm just telling you the behind the scenes stuff. But what you would say to the client is more like, now, are you actually ready to book this vacation? Or are you just trying to find out what your options are, see if it will be a good fit, see whatever, you know, just approach it that way. And don't be afraid to tell them why you want to know either. I find that a lot of times if you tell people why you're doing something, why you're asking something, why you have made a policy decision, I think they understand a little more and are more accepting of it versus maybe feeling like you're just being nosy and just looking out for yourself versus trying to make sure it's a good fit for everybody. Another thing that will make this easier and will help you get more honest answers as well is to prepare people in advance. So I would definitely send an email at least. I mean, not definitely, one idea. You could do this however you want and do it or don't do it. But one idea is to send an email prior to the call, just letting them know some of the information you're going to be asking. They may not have thought real quick seriously about the budget. They may have a vague idea, but don't really know. And a lot of people don't know how much things cost as far as vacations go. So even if they say their budget is $3,000, if you're willing to not just write them off immediately, this is another future podcast episode, but if you're willing to give them a chance and educate them a little more, maybe they'll be like, oh, well, we just didn't realize that's how much the vacation we want would cost. We're willing to pay $10,000 for a vacation that would feel really good to us. So, what was my point? Send them an email explaining some of the information that you're going to be asking so that they can be prepared with those answers. And then I went on the tangent about how even if they think they know their budget, they might be wrong. Welcome to my brain. So that's like, make sure you let them know what types of questions you'll be asking. Let them know that you want to make sure the decision makers, all the decision makers are going to be on the call or are involved in some way. So if they can't be on the call, maybe you get everybody's email address. So I'm thinking it could be husband and wife. It could also be if you're doing like a multi-gen vacation or a larger family or a group of some sort. You want to make sure when you're finalizing these details that you're able to communicate with everybody who's going to have some sort of say in what is done and what isn't and what the budget is and all of that, because you don't want to do all this work and then find out that, you know, sister-in-law doesn't like hot humid destinations, so she doesn't want to go to the Caribbean, and you've just spent all this time planning it all and working around on everybody's schedules, and then it falls apart at the end. So anything that you can do to prepare them and help them think things through before the call is a bonus, because they might not know the answers during the call. All right. And the last and biggest way to qualify people is your fee. I did mention that earlier, but most people are not going to be willing to pay a fee in advance, a non-refundable fee. That's, I would say, at least $100. Charge that before you get any price quotes, any checking, any availability. Just don't even do any of that work without the fee. Like I said before, some people, and rightfully so, want to just find out what options are and what a general price range is. Like, can I afford this trip I've been dreaming of, or do I need to save up for a couple of years before I can do it? And maybe they want to start getting some of the planning done now and start researching things to do, places to go, and whatever they want to do on this vacation. So they just want to find out if it's going to even be possible, and they want to get a few details from you. That's totally fine. But anything beyond that, again, around finding out availability, getting exact pricing, don't do any of that unless you've collected the fee. And that's kind of the final, yes, they're serious. And if you've done a good job of qualifying them up to this point, then hopefully their budget and their expectations and the type of travel they want, all of that matches up. And that's all I've got for this one. I hope you found it helpful. I really was kind of shocked at myself when I realized what people meant when they, it's not that I really thought about, oh, what does it mean to qualify a client? I just, like, my gut feeling anytime I heard that was like, oh, that's hard. That's scary. That's, I don't know how to do that. And then when I sat down to think about it, I was like, that's not even that. It's easy, and it's so necessary. And if you're really intentional about doing this, it will, like I've said before, save you so much time and frustration and make the whole experience for you and your clients and your supplier partners so much better. Please do let me know if you found this helpful at all. Don't bother telling me if it was a waste. I can't take it right now, but I do want to know if you found this helpful at all. You can always email me at christy@travelgeniuses.com. I love hearing from you. Even if you didn't like it, you can tell me, it's fine. You're just not going in my book of proof. I have so many podcast ideas coming up. Some of them I mentioned here. If you want to hear my thoughts on consultation calls, lead magnets, hiring a VA, all that stuff and more, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. And if you want to take things even further, if you wish that you had a little extra help implementing some of the stuff I talk about here on the podcast, that's what we do in the lab. So you can check that out and learn more at travelgeniuses.com/the lab. I would love to have you join us, but either way, I'll be back soon with another episode. And until then, have a great week.